재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are checking out some headlines on this day in history. Now today, it is Thursday. It's almost the weekend, you guys. Just one more day to go. And it's June 25th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 6월 25일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? I'll give you guys a hint. It comes out in 1994. It seems like we're sticking with the 90s these days. And we're actually talking about females, women in the Marine Corps. This is very cool. And so we'll take a look at this headline in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. So the Korean headline here says, Yu-Gi-Oh! 여자 해병 있었다. Yu-Gi-Oh! 여자 해병 있었다. And so that basically means there were women Marine Corps or women in the Marine Corps during Yu-Gi-Oh! Or it's June 25th. In Korean, we often had referred to it before as Yu-Gi-Oh! It's six period 2-5. But we call it, there's Yu-Gi-Oh! 전쟁, the war on June 25th. But these days when we use the Korean War, the 한국 전쟁, rather than calling it Yu-Gi-Oh! 전쟁. But it's talking about the Korean conflict that broke out in 1950 because of an attack from North Korea at that time. And during that time there was a special force that was formed with women in the island of Jeju. I'm sure you guys have heard of Jeju Island. And there's actually not many witnesses left about these. So many have, these past 40 years have been kind of forgotten, unfortunately, during that time when this came out here. And so at this time, this newspaper article came out talking about these women who had enlisted. Some of them were forcibly enlisted, but they were given these shabby uniforms. They cut their hair. They had to go to these examinations. And about 126 women formed the first female Marine force here in Korea. And it was really cool. They did not actually participate in battle. There was some kind of change of situation, so they didn't end up actually going into battle. But they did train for 40 days and actually had four women who were made generals, nine that were first and second rank officers, and 24 third rank officers. I think that's incredibly impressive. These women are certainly some incredible women. And we know that because it says 여자 for women, but the word for Marine Corps, the Marine Corps is 해병. 해병. So 여자 해병 is there are Marine, female Marine Corps. And so I just think this is like a really kind of cool thing, you know, and I'm glad that there was a news article that came out to actually talk about this so that they're not forgotten. I feel like if we don't write these things down, because there actually isn't a lot written about them, unfortunately, that I'm worried that history it'll get lost to the pages of time. And so I'm glad that this newspaper kind of put in that effort to really expose this story. And I'm curious to see what you guys have to think about it. Now, I do have some lovely comments in here. Lovely Light says, Kayla, every time I hear my favorite idol's name, NCT, they always make me nostalgic. That's right. They do bring a sense of nostalgia in there. Vroomi also sent some wonderful messages about listening to old anime OSTs. Absolutely. And Dinah Bra says, we're all learning Korean, everyone. Say thanks, Kayla. Oh, thank you guys so much for your messages. I hope that you found this helpful. And let me know what you guys think about these women in the Marine Corps. Do you kind of think that, you know, we should kind of be promoting and talking about this more? Or do you have a story like that in your country? Something cool that you want to share like that? Please leave me a comment on our TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. I would love to hear from you guys. 네, 여러분, 한국 전쟁에 여자 해군이 있었다는 사실을 알고 계셨나요? 뭐 어떻게 생각하시나요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @KoreanGenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요. But now let's listen to our next song. It's by Oasis and it's called Wonderwall. 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. I'm going to take these headlines and I'm going to break them down. I'm going to give you those keywords, those key phrases, anything that you need to know in order to understand these news and the hot issues going on here in Korea, I'm going to give it to you. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning in to Headline Korean every day with me. Alright, everyone. Well, today it is June 25th, and I think you guys might remember I had mentioned like a couple weeks ago, maybe almost a month ago, that we had talked about the day of Tano, which is that kind of thing for better harvest, and like that when they had washed in the park to get that sort of quote unquote vigorous sort of power and things like that. There was a whole festival that went on about this. Well, today is the date, so we are going to be talking about the online 단어 festival here. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 온라인 단어제에 대한 내용이네요. So I kind of explained what we're going to be talking about. So I'll just give you the Korean headline and then we'll whoop, switch it on over into English. So the Korean headline here says
천년 전통 강릉 단어제 온라인으로 함께해요. 천년 전통 강릉 단어제 온라인으로 함께해요.
And so that there is saying a 1,000-year-old tradition of 단오제 in Gangneung. Join us online. And so that last one there, that 함께해요 is kind of talking about like do it together. 함께 is the term for together. And when you add the 하다, the 해요 to it, it's kind of talking about to do something, to do it together. So it's saying join us online. And that's because this festival here, 단오제, it's huge and it's normally held in Gangneung, which is over on the Never Eat Soggy Waffles, the east side of Korea. And it is a beautiful area over there. I've been to Gangneung maybe 5 times. It is a lovely city. And they have all these different types of events and experience packages that you can do there. There's even like this 단오 exorcism ceremony there, which is amazing. They also have this liquor making that they do for a god that is from a folktale, I guess you could say. And that is called Shinjubikki. And that's because you're making this sort of liquor here. And then there's this whole ritual for these guardian spirits. It's a really cool event. And right now they're going to be doing it both before and after, because today is actually, you know, 단오. But because we can't do it there in person, they're going to do all these different opportunities online throughout the week and so on and so forth. So it's just a really cool thing that they're doing. But when we look at it here, this 1,000-year-old tradition, the word for 1,000-year is 천년, because 천 is the word for 1,000, and then 년 is the word for year. So you put it together, you get 1,000 years. Pretty nice, right? And then 전통 is the word for tradition. So they have lots of traditions here in Korea. You will hear this term all the time, no matter where you go, especially if you go into any museums. You'll hear a lot of like traditional artifacts and things like that. But I'm curious what you guys think of this. There's a lot of festivals that are being held online these days. If you guys have any like participated perhaps in any online festivals or watched any online festivals, please let me know. Would love to hear from you guys. Send me a message on our YouTube live stream page. 네, 여러분, 코로나 사태 때문에 온라인 페스티벌 많아졌는데요. 혹시 참가한 온라인 페스티벌이 있으신가요? 50원 유료 문자 샵1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요. But now we have one more song here before Professor Daniel comes in. It is by Park Kwang-gyu and it's called 천년의 사랑.